Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, it looks like we've got our DA of the day already. I think we've already got him located. I mean, unless somebody can top this, he's got to be the DA of the day. That's a guy from New Jersey. Christopher yes. Grayshock from West Milford. He's the guy busted on Sunday on the way home from the Jets ass kicking by the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, oh man. No.
Was that Buffalo or here?
Buffalo.
So he
Wasn't
was
it?
Going home from a bar.
No, he was
no,
here.
No, that was here, right? That was here? Are you sure he was at the game, or was he going from a
well,
sports
he must left MetLife, I believe.
He had to be watching the game somewhere.
Right.
So the important part was he was driving while he was drunk. He had an open container of
Bourbon,
yeah.
Oh, boy. Driving down the road, sipping and driving.
Yeah, three quarters of it was gone. Plus, he had a joint, a partially smoked joint in the car.
Double trouble.
Yeah.
He was staggering and swaying, unable to walk straight. They said they had to hold him up, keep him from falling onto the highway. He had rear-ended the car that was stopped in traffic in front of him. He had stains of liquid all over his clothes, and he failed the sobriety
what
test.
Kind of liquid?
He told the cops, "I drank too much because the Jets suck." He's trying to blame
the Jets.
The Jets. Well, he's right. They do suck. I mean, not much you could do about it. I mean, that's not going to help any.
No.
They actually took him away. He had a clear Ziploc bag with pot in there and the easy wider rolling papers.
Mm-hmm.
Attorney information for Christopher was not immediately available, so I think he's definitely the leading candidate if he doesn't take the whole thing.
Yeah.
So far, I'm looking through everything that's come in the last 24 hours. I can't find anything to beat that. There is a Yabba Dabba Doo dummy. Wesley Chapel, Florida. His name wasn't Fred Flintstone, but he was dressed up like Fred Flintstone. His name was Don Schwartz. He was dressed as Fred and even modified his smart car to look like Fred's car. Now, keep in mind, this was not Halloween. It was just last week, at the end of the week. They said he had a great time. Pasco County Sheriff Deputy Henry Echeverria posted the encounter on Facebook. So he was dressed like Fred Flintstone and had a car like his.
You know, and he was driving through one of those communities in Florida where you can't drive over 10 miles per hour.
You're supposed to be in a golf cart.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's the thing. It was a smart car. It had no doors.
And he was speeding.
Well,
Fred Flintstone
had no doors on his car.
Well, what?
But didn't and Fred Flintstone either. Also use feet to power it?
Yeah.
I don't know if this idiot had that or not. I'm not sure.
No, that was a fully operational car. They just took the doors off and put a paper mache big wheel on the front and on the back.
I kind of like that story better than the Jet guy.
I think he's a runner-up for DA of the day.
Yeah.
Anybody that says, "I'm drinking because the Jets suck."
Yeah.
There's your DA right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.